I'm just going to say a little bit about Philemon. And Philemon is one of those small books. And I have two verses for you. And these have to do with thanks. So listen and see where that comes in. Paul says to Philemon, "I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints." As I looked at some different Bibles on this, I didn't realize before that this is actually a little bit of a tricky set of verses. And so you have Bibles that will deal with it a bit differently. So, and nobody, I'm not a scholar, but I don't think anybody hits it, you know, dead on the head in how they handle this. But first of all, Paul says, "I thank my God always." What's he giving thanks for? He's giving thanks for Philemon, making mention of you in my prayers. So he's giving the thanks to God for Philemon, because I hear of, and then you have these two things together, your love and of the faith which you have, okay, those two things, your love and the faith that you have, I found it really interesting that some Bibles like flip the order. Again, the original language, it does say your love, and then after that, the faith which you have toward the saints. So it's good that the New American Standard has both of those first, and they're together like that, your love and of your faith, that faith. But then where they could do a little bit better with the New American Standard, our Pew Bible, is that they have, I know this is going to sound a little bit too Bible geeky, but it really makes, it's an important difference. They have the same preposition. Now, most of your Bibles, if you don't have the New American Standard this morning, you'll see that they have two different prepositions. So good for them, they distinguish. But it says, the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. Toward and toward. But in the original language, they are different. Now, the reason that some put the one in front, that they, you know, that they change the order, is because they think, okay, we get love for the Lord Jesus, and we get love towards the saints, but faith to the Lord Jesus we get, but what about faith toward the saints? All Paul is saying there is that he's saying, I recognize these things. When I give thanks for you, I give thanks for your love and your faith. Okay, that's the first part. I give thanks for your love and your faith. When it says toward the Lord Jesus, that's right on. And it means it's directed toward the love and the faith that is directed toward the Lord Jesus. That means first and foremost, the love and the faith that is directed toward Jesus as Lord. But then secondly, when it says all the saints, it's really just the idea of to, reaching to, getting to. So love reaches the Lord Jesus, of course, but this is talking about reaching toward the saints, that it gets to them, it ends up with them, and then faith. Do we not have faith that ends up getting lived out, extended to the saints? So it's the idea of, first and foremost, we have this for the Lord Jesus, love, faith, but it reaches all the way to his saints. It's the living it out, it's the application of it, it's faith and love applied. That's the difference between those two. It's not putting the saints on the same level as the Lord Jesus. First and foremost, it's to him, but then it has to get lived out. It has to get applied toward the saints. And Philemon was doing that, and Paul was grateful for that. So what's the simple thought that I want you to take away today? One is that we should regularly give thanks for people, because that's what Paul's doing. And I have a prayer box in my office. You might see this little black plastic box that's sitting on my desk that has 3x5 cards. And those change throughout the years as people come into the congregation, as they go from the congregation. I have those, and they're in alphabetical order. I have several ones that are more subject-related that I kind of keep at the front. I just cycle through those four all the time. But then alphabetically, I just go through those that are in the congregation. But I have to admit before you that I don't often pause. I'm asking things for them. I'm interceding for them. But I need to stop myself for each one of those cards as I pray through them and thank God for each of you, right? And I think that this is probably true for all of us. We are much more regular into interceding for people. But do we stop ourselves and just thank God for other people? So that's my challenge, number one, is to think about the people that you could give thanks to God for, and not just to do it today, although that would be a great thing, but to do it on a regular basis. Regularly give thanks for people, because that's what Paul was doing for Philemon. He was giving thanks. And then here's the twist on this. We should be the kind of people for which others give thanks to God. You don't have to know about it. We don't have to know when people give thanks to God for us. That's between that person who's praying and God. But are you and I, the kind of people that people give thanks for? Or are we the kind of people that people sigh for or roll their eyes for? We want to live the kind of lives that people give thanks to God for us. And many of you are doing great things that way. That's all I want to say in this brief little meditation in Philemon 4 and 5. It definitely is giving thanks because of the way Philemon lived, thanking his God for the love that he had, the faith that he had with the Lord Jesus, and then how that was lived out and applied with regards to the saints. But then these two things, stop yourselves, right? Stop ourselves on a regular basis and give thanks for others. But then also, are we the kind of people that others will give thanks to God for? Did you notice that all those videos worked flawlessly, by the way? Those of you that were here last week get that little joke. Man, in the middle of the week, I was testing those videos, making sure the file worked properly. We had some problems last week, and I think we got past that. Well, we're always trying to incorporate technologies and all that. We're going to be doing a new technology, so Roger, go ahead and stand up. Roger has a handheld mic. I have a handheld mic. I don't know if we've done this before, but you know, usually I'm passing off my little clip mic to a person. We're hoping it's going to work. Larry tried everything out beforehand, but we don't know. We'll see. That's why I have this hanging out, by the way, is just in case the other microphone does not work. But now this is the time that we ask you to go ahead and stand, and Roger or I will try to get to you as quickly as possible. You can say it briefly, concisely, but just something that you praise God for, something that you are thankful for, of all different kinds. Who wants to be first? I'll be first. Vivian asked me if I had thought beforehand of what I was thankful for, and I decided, especially with Philemon in mind, of giving thanks for people. Those that come to the congregational meeting, you're going to see that we have our annual ballot. So I have thanks for people who are willing to serve. And on this year's ballot, we have people that have not served in a position like that before. So I am thankful for all those who are willing to serve. Okay, now who's first?
For those of you who have been in these services before, you're probably going to think this is a broken record. But I, again, am extremely thankful for our choir. And this year, the last couple years, has especially been a blessing to me. We now have, if you don't count Ruth Ann and I, we have 21 people in the choir, which is the most we've ever had in the 26 years that I've been doing this. And I don't get the wrong impression. We're not boasting in the numbers of people that we have in the choir, but we view the choir as a ministry to our church and to ourselves. And the more people we have, the better quality of that ministry we can have. And it also especially comes in handy when we're going through flu and COVID seasons, that and you can't get everybody here all at once. We still have enough to do a quality a ministry in music, I believe. So I'm really grateful for that. I don't know how many of you realize this, but if you look through our county, choirs are a dying breed. And there are many churches who are struggling now to field a choir, and some who have just given up altogether on trying to have a choir. So we are extremely blessed to be able to have one. And I also am extremely grateful for the support that this congregation has shown towards our choir. And it was really highlighted over this past year and you all commissioning an original piece of music for this church. And one other thing I'd like to say to express thanks for is we, the choir, couldn't do this without the accompanists that we have. And we now have three, with Ruth Ann and Elise and Vivian, and that's a real blessing too. And I would encourage you to express your appreciation to them too. Lots of people come up to me after the service and say, oh, I really enjoy the choir number. But I'd be willing to bet that people don't come up to the accompanists and say, well, I really like the way you play the piano today. And I know I really appreciate that too. So to recap, this year has been an extremely blessed year to me. Thank you.
I'll try to make it brief, but I'm just grateful for this whole year that God has gotten us through. I had so many family members that had to get surgery, and God got them through all of it. And I was able to go and help my sister and my daughter through their times. And I almost wasn't able to come this weekend. I was going to stay another week with her because she's not completely over it. But other people stepped in. The Lord provided because of your prayers. I am so grateful for all of you, too, praying for me while I was gone, praying for Andy while he was by himself. Neighbors brought him food. He had all kinds of things. His buddy that he likes to play guitar with got COVID, and he couldn't go there, which was disappointing. But then he finally got over it, and he had some good times, too. I'm so grateful to be on the choir and everybody that's there, too, and just all the ministries here. I can't go on enough about how I appreciate all the prayers of all the people here. Thank you so much.
I'll make it short and sweet. I thank God every day for my church family here. I thank the Lord for my pastor that's here. He's been a blessing to me, especially when he works on my phones for nothing. But I just want to thank you for my family, and we've got some new additions come in. Lord, I want to praise you and thank you for the new additions who come in. And I was kind of invited to go to, I call it wrestling matches. I don't know what you really call it. And I'm just hesitant, but I went. And it's been a blessing to me that I get to go to these wrestling matches on Mondays and Wednesdays. It's been a blessing to me, and I thank you, Lord, for it.
Hello, my name is Luke. These two are responsible for me. I'm thankful for existence, air in my lungs, and working legs.
And Luke, we pray for you and others of our kids, we who come on Wednesday mornings on a regular basis. So good to have you here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Elise. I'm responsible for Luke, too. I thank God for Celebrate Recovery and for the chance to get support from people through a very tough couple of years of transition in our family. I thank God for my husband and his love and care for me. And I thank God for all of you for accepting us into membership. And we just really enjoy you. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Elisa. And I got to spend my dad's 70th birthday with them this week. And I'm just so grateful for my parents. And we spent a lot of time around the table talking about God, reading the Bible, going through what we've been studying. And so that made me think how thankful I am for all of you families who bring your kids to church or your grandkids, and how amazing that is. I know I call it Satan tends to shine on Sunday mornings, doesn't he? I bet all of you have gone through the fights and the battles of getting the kids to church on time on Sundays. But I praise God for all of you and for the foundation that you're building in your families. So I see you all, and I thank God for you.
And I'm David. Good morning. I just wanted to say how thankful I am for two groups of people that are well represented in this church. Number one, Elisa and I both grew up in military families. And so, especially as we celebrated Veterans Day yesterday, just a special blessing and thankfulness for folks who served in the military and served in the armed forces in defense of this country and our way of life, and not to take it for granted that we live in a very, very special country where we're able to worship the Lord in freedom every day. So that's certainly something. But also another group of folks who are well represented in this church. I'd just like to say how thankful I am for the public servants who work for the county. We often think of them as the offensive linemen of the working world. You don't get to hear their names unless something goes wrong, right, and the flag gets thrown. But these folks are on the front lines every day, and they are the ones who make it look so effortless to a certain degree in the county, and that everything keeps running and keeps moving along, and the trains keep running. So thankful for them as well, and taking on that that burden in their life and their career.
And thanks, David, for that reminder. I was supposed to stand up during the announcement time and ask our those who have served in the armed forces to please stand. So now, can we give thanks to God for those who have served in the armed forces? Go ahead and stand up, all of you.
I'm grateful that we serve a good, good God. And I'm thankful for the prayers both for myself and for my mom. Mom turned 97 last Sunday. And I thank you for all the cards that were sent. And she's getting better slowly, but it's still, she has a long way to go. Thank you.
Some of you know as Abe, and this is Gail, but there's another thing. It's called Abe and Gail. That's a thing. That's a 50-year-plus thing. So we dated a few years, I guess, but 50 years in August, we've been married. And I'm thankful for her. I'm thankful for Abe and Gail. It's the thing. And I want to just say that through all the years and ups and downs and difficulties and stuff that happens, and we're still standing, and that's all because of the Lord. And it didn't hurt that almost every day, almost without fail, we prayed before we leave each other. Remember that, young couples, old couples. If you haven't done that, do that. And go ahead.
Wow, I'm thankful for Abe and his steadfast love for me, his faithfulness to the Lord. That's really important, too. That's been a really big part of our marriage. And for so many times when we get frustrated about the little things that might bother us, my sister went to a Bible study once, and there was a woman there, and the girls were going around and complaining about their husbands at this Bible study. And this woman said, you know, I wish I had my husband's socks to pick up. And Linda told that to me, and I've remembered it always, and I've passed it on. And I would rather have Abe's socks to pick up many times a day than to not have him with me. So we're very appreciative, and don't dwell on the small things. Walk in grace and forgiveness.
Yeah, I left my socks out last night.
I don't want to go on after you guys, but I'm thankful for a lot, but I'm thankful for my husband, Jim, who's always there, always there. And I'm thankful for, of course, my family. But in this day and age, I'm really thankful for people who speak out for the truth, who aren't afraid to go against maybe something they heard, but they'll speak up for what is true and what they believe. I'm very thankful for people to do that.
Hey, everybody. I'm thankful for babies. and not just the ones that are near and dear to Leslie and I personally. I mean, I love, we're so blessed to have young couples and young families, and they're joining us, and it seems like we're getting a new baby popping out every couple of months. And it's fabulous, of course, but it's also healthy. And we know we're a solid church. We're as scripturally based as you can get, I think. And I think these little ones could do worse. So I'm so grateful for them. I would be remiss if I too didn't thank God and in front of all you people for my bride. And I think it's 37 years, but my math isn't very good at the end of this month. It's 37 right now. That's what I meant. It will be 38 yes. In just a couple of weeks. That's going to cost me. But no, she is just a rock, a warrior for the Lord, and I outkicked my coverage, if you want to hear a football metaphor, for sure. So, thank you.
I thank the Lord that he's raising up people in our midst to do so many different things. Women and men who've come together now to get the youth group going. It's been great and a real encouragement to me. The praise team as well. It's been a super encouragement to me over the past year plus, how God is raising up young people really to take that and go with that and using that to bring himself glory. So,
thank you. Hi, I'm Leslie. I too praise God for my husband of 38 years, November 30th, in case you forgot. And I too love babies, but I am so thankful for those who take care of our babies. Amen. While we are in service. The nursery workers, you know, I've got a screaming redhead. When Doug was talking about those redheaded boys this morning, I looked at Rachel. And I just thank all that volunteer and persevere in keeping our kids so that their parents can worship. I'm thankful for the children's church workers. I'm thankful for Jillian, who heads that up. I'm thankful for Donna and the Pioneer Clubs that we can really minister to those who are unchurched. It's just such a, I don't want to say thankless job, because the Lord really, it's in his strength and we're doing it for the Lord, but sometimes we forget. So I'm just so very, very thankful for all of everyone that's in children's outreach.
And I would echo that. I am very thankful too. I'm thankful for our kids. I am Roger. I'm a longtime piece of furniture here. My mom carried me into this fellowship. So I kind of envy some of you that been to other places and know what other churches are like. This is where I've always been. And my heart is for little ones, all the way up, teenagers, been in the teenage class for a long time. And Lennon, my wife and I have a united heart for kids. So I am also thankful for you, because I thought many years ago, I got to thinking, my life could have took so many directions. And to echo what Elise was saying, and how did I get where I was? And it kept thinking, people popped in my head, all these different people that were involved and took time with me. You know, my life could have went so many directions, but it was all of you, my church family, that I could have left a long time ago, but thank God for a parent, a mom, that was insistent that you're in church. And my mom, if you meet her, she's not very big, don't mess with her. So I'm here. And a long time ago, I could have walked out like many young people do, but I'm here, and this is where God has planted me and where I serve. Thank you for all of you.
I thank God for all the doctors and Dr. Savopoulos for getting my husband through this rough, rough period. I'm very emotional. And I love our family. I thank God for our family.
I have to thank my wife of almost 64 years sticking by me, and also Dr. Sfopoulos. I think he'd get aggravated at me at times because I didn't think I'd ever get better. And he kept telling me, you just had too much against you. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. And my wife, you know, she was my nurse. Sometimes, other times, she acted like a prison guard or something. And she... I could never understand. She could be in the back room, and I would need her, and I have to holler and holler and holler. But if I sneak in the kitchen and get a little Debbie cookie, she could hear me unwrapping it. And what are you eating? But I didn't think I'd ever get through it. I don't know. I just felt so bad and depressed. 24 hours a day, and I don't know. I didn't. I thought it was just going to keep going down. I kept telling Dr. Sfopoulos, I said, you're not doing anything but putting patches on an old boat. And he said, that's all. Get that new boat. But I just thank my wife and the good Lord and Dr. Sfopoulos that I'm able to stand up here and tell you all. Thank you.
This may be rambling, but... I want to thank God for just who he is, and what he has done for us. And he has blessed us with a facility. He's also blessed us with many people who keep that facility going. We, you know, last week we honored the elders and the pastor as one of the elders, and but it, when we think of the church, you know, I grew up in a church that had a full-time custodian. It wasn't much, it was about the same size as this church. We have a custodian one day a week because of all the work that the trustees do. We have amazing meals here and people that plan those activities. We have this facility. This is not the church. You all are the church. But the facility is used a lot. When we were considering building the new addition in the back, it was, will we ever use it that much? And I'll tell you, you know, we have conflicts all the time now. It's like, oh, you know, we might have to get a paid scheduler. Donna and Wayne are the schedulers. We might get to the point, and wouldn't that be a good thing if we had to have somebody that their job, full-time job, was scheduling the facility? And we thank God that he's called all of you to be part of that.
Just real quick, I have to add on. I want to give a special thanks to Susie and Dan Brenneman, who have been teaching the little kids forever. And my grandson, Royce, when they lived with us, went to Sunday school every day, every Sunday. And he loves it when he comes back to visit. He comes to Sunday school, and he'll probably be 12 and still coming to your Sunday school class. But the other thing with him, and it is this, I think he's 5, but I think he's always going to remember this church. The last time they were visiting, he came to Sunday school, and I was going to whisk him home before choir. But he said, "No, Mr. Wadja needs to see me. Mr. Wadja needs to see me." And he remembers Roger from being in Children's Church and bringing the magic tracks and all. So what a gift that you've given my grandsons. And I'm just so thankful.
I did need to see him. I went looking for him.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to start with thanking my grandparents for taking me in. Our family had a four-room house, and there were 7 kids, and we all slept in the same bedroom. We had 3 double-deck beds and 1 single, and it got pretty crowded. And my grandparents needed help on the farm, and I'm glad they took me. It was 2 generations there of what they was teaching me. So, you know, I didn't learn too much about what was going on in my age group, because they were teaching me how to work, how to enjoy work, and to be honest. And so I'm thankful for them. Then, when I married or found my wife, our first dates was in 55. We were married in 58. So if you count that up, we've had 65 years together. I've heard someone said 62 or 63. And what was yours back there? That 64. You're 1 year behind us. Anyhow, our lives together has been tremendous. We've had 3 children. They've all grown up, and 2 of them went to college, and my son stayed home and helped on the farm and learning how to handle the farm. And so about 6 years ago, I turned the farm over to him, because I wanted to see him handle and see how he took care of things. But I am most thankful for my wife. She's been there to help me, and to help take care of the kids. Like everybody else, we've had a couple disagreements, but we agree to disagree. The thing is, as you notice, my wife hadn't been in church for almost a year now. She feels that she didn't want to come in with a walker. She's supposed to be on oxygen all the time. Almost each and every day, I see her failing. And that's awful hard. I would ask everybody to pray for her. And I'm thankful all the time. You know, each one of you, when you come to me and pass me, or even people that I don't know, say, how are you today? What is my answer?
Thankful.
I'm thankful, that's right. So thank God for my life and my family and my family here, and for my friend who came from Gettysburg this weekend to visit with me. He's another farmer, Marvin Garber. And we've had a good weekend together. So with that, I'll turn the mic back.
Any last takers?
Thank you, Charlie. I've enjoyed the weekend with you. I don't know where we're going this afternoon, but I think he's going to give me a drive down the valley. You know, I've been wanting to come out here for several years. They're going to use cows as an excuse, but it's no excuse. I'm thankful the Lord has granted my life and Charlie's life that I can make this trip. It's not a big trip, 120 miles, 130. But a brother back here, he mentioned he was thankful for what God has done. And I want to echo that statement. I'm going to take it a little further, or a little different road than what he did. I'm a visitor here, so I don't know you. But I believe you're all dedicated to God, living sincere lives according to Scripture. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ came into the world to pay for my sins. I'm a sinner. Even though I accepted Jesus Christ at 18 years old, raised in the church, haven't went down any major sin roads, but I'm a sinner. And thank God that Jesus came into the world for my sin and for yours. I'm thankful that as I travel this country, we have a son on the West Coast in the state of Washington. I'd love to drive it again. Don't know if we will or not. My wife is home. She was going to come. She has back problems, and her back went out on her yesterday, so I was going to give up coming, but she said, Marvin, you need to go before it gets too late. Charlie's getting a little older. I'm getting a little older. You don't know where life's going to go. But I'm thankful as I drive this country, I see churches, and that means there's people dedicated to Jesus Christ. But I do have to say that I'm sorry to say that there's probably a lot of churches that's veering off the road. So I'm thankful for this little group here that seems to be solid.
I'm not going to take real long, but a lot of people touched on it today. And one of the things I'm really thankful for is when I look around here, you'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that isn't doing something for this church. And if they're not doing something directly for this church, they're doing something in the community to further the kingdom. And I just think that's awesome.
I promised Lori that I would bring to attention that they are in Cumberland for Special Olympics bowling today. So she said since Sunday was going to be Thanksgiving Day, she wanted to know and let you all know that she's so thankful. We came here to church, and for Pastor Jeff and Vivian, and for all of you. So She just wanted me to tell you that. And for me personally, I'm just so thankful that I had Christian parents that I did. And I've learned so much from my family that they've taught me things I couldn't have learned on my own. So I thank God for them every day. So if you see Laurie, you can tell her, yes, I did mention this in church.
I just want to say thank you for all the new people who have been coming and new members. It's such a blessing because during COVID, things got pretty small. And I'm just thrilled to death to have all you new people.
Don't forget that when you celebrate Thanksgiving, whenever you do it, and for some, I guess they already got together, but if you get together with somebody, make sure that you express what you're thankful for. If you don't get together with anybody on that day, just take time to talk to God and express your thanks for the many, many ways that we've all been blessed. I'm going to go ahead and ask Wayne to go ahead and leave.